Romans chapter 8 and verse 14, one of my favorite verses. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Some of you may know, I'm still in the book of Leviticus. It's got to be the toughest book in Scripture, next to perhaps Job, for me, Leviticus is much tougher. And I pulled out, I had finished this message, and I pulled out a note. I titled the message, by the way, The Sons of God. And I had made a note, I don't know when I made this note. The law is for those whose first husband yet liveth. That's who the law is for. It's for sinners. The man of sin, their first husband, the man of sin, the first Adam. He brought the sin that became you and I. Now, I'm going to preface with some statements. The Lord is very stern in the way things must be done. If you don't believe that, read the Old Testament and especially Leviticus. And we have lost this in our society in so many ways, as we were just speaking before service. We've lost this. The proper way that things should be done. Even in the military, which I spent good time in, used to be such. Things had to be done just so. I remember going in there, you had a locker, and you have to, you don't just put stuff in that locker down to your underwear and socks. Not only needed they to be folded, but they had to be folded in a just so. And your bed had to be made. But the corners, everything about it had to be very specific, just like Leviticus. Yet you and I know, those that are in Christ, Christ is the end of the law. You say, well, he didn't end the law. He's the end of the law. He fulfilled the law. And I would hope that you would know this certain thing, that only God can forgive sin. And that Christ in that was once and for all. Now, with that said, if you'd go to the book of Leviticus, chapter 18, I'm going to read the first five verses. They're really wonderful verses. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, I am the Lord your God. After the doings of the land of Egypt, wherein you dwelt, shall you not do. And after the doings of the land of Canaan, whither I bring you, where he's sending them to, shall you not do. Neither shall ye walk in their ordinances. That's very important. Ye shall do my judgments, and keep mine ordinances to walk therein. I am the Lord your God. Ye shall therefore keep my statutes and my judgments, which if a man do, he shall live in them. I am the Lord. Amen. That's what I can say. Amen. That's an ordered society. We have an ordered God. We have an ordered religion. We seem to no longer have an ordered society. And that's the way it is. And we're not to be as those Egyptians, Canaanites, Hittites, Jebusites, any of these. And no, we're not to follow their ordinances. That's very important. I was thinking this morning as I was reading Leviticus, if a priest had a daughter and she played the whore, the God of the Bible, God said, burn her. Well, you and I can't imagine that. We can't fathom that. Burn her. What are they doing? They're burning Yah's daughter. God said, burn her. Well, you can't do that. We'd all be arrested. But God said you follow his ordinance. I'm not telling you to go burn your daughter. Because we had a woman in the New Testament. She's caught in adultery. And we know the story in the book of John. Thank God that he's the end of the law. And God calls these things, he said, their doings. Don't be after their doings. We are not to be as they are. And I believe this to be one of the most important assets to our walk as sons of God. Now consider, those that we just read in Leviticus, these had not Christ as you and I. Law works. And I call these the don't people and the do people. Don't do this and don't do this and do this and do this. Law and works. Now hear me, a written direction of how we live. Much as a child, that's the way we raise children. Children don't know which way to turn. That's the way you raise children. But you see, those in Christ, once we reach full age, once we're converted, those in Christ are in spirit. Not in the letter. Remember, Paul said that. We're no longer in the letter, we're in spirit. The spirit. Do you need to look up words to decide whether or not you should use them? Oh, should I say that word? I don't go looking up words and say, oh, is it okay for me to say that word now that I'm a Christian? Do you have to research food or clothing to decide if it's okay? Oh, can I wear that color? Can I wear that style? Consider, on what are your moral decisions based? As a child of God, are we forced throughout the day to yet make moral decisions? To turn to the left or to turn to the right? I heard Brother James preach one time. He used this illustration. He said, you could put me in the filthiest whorehouse in New Orleans and I wouldn't be one iota different than I am right now. There wouldn't be one thing change about me. I can tell you it wouldn't change about me. It certainly wouldn't be there for carnal purposes. You might say moral purposes. But let's say that for reason I had to enter such a place. It's not going to change me. And I've met very few that profess, that understand that, that understand such living. No understanding of dead to sin. Romans 6:2. Dead to sin. How shall we that are what? Dead to sin. Man, I've met some fireball preachers didn't understand that. One that up the country that some friends of the boy and the girl chastised me. Does not understand dead to sin. The most preach such as simply declared dead to sin. Considered such, you know. But certainly he can't mean dead to sin. Much like the blood controversy that we've talked of so many times. These great, so-called great preachers, that it's only symbolic. Which really makes, you know what that makes it? Like a pretend religion. I'll just pretend I'm washed. I'll just pretend I'm dead to sin. It's the same thing. Well, we'll just say that we're this or that. Well, I'll just say I'm a son of God. I'll just say I'm a Christian. That's what they do today and today's. Well, I identify as. They got part of that right, because that's all that really happens. And the most that are in church at this hour probably only identify as Christians. Now you consider such. How is it that you're saved? Is it because you say you believe? Is it because you were baptized? Is it because you said a prayer, made a profession, that you identify as a Christian? That's what most. I've asked folks, I accepted the Lord back in, and I was baptized, that's what Papists do. That's what Muslims do. Hindus, Buddhists, any other. Know ye not, our God is alive. You see, our God lives at this hour. He yet lives. And to those that are his, he gives that life, that spirit. And so what you and I know is the new birth, those that are in Christ. He lives in his people. I've had three I'm not going to mention them now, maybe after the service, blaring illustrations of this that happened in my life this week. And those he lives in, they are born again of the Spirit of God as sure as they were born. They don't think they were born, do they? Do you believe you were born in the flesh? I don't. I know I was born in the flesh. Pretty sure you can hear me. Now, tell me, how was it that you met the Lord? How did he come to live in you? One cannot become a new creature in Christ Jesus and not know it. As I heard Leonard Ravenhill preach one time, God can't move in this body and you not know it. It's an impossibility. And he said, one can't move into your house and you not know it. How can God move in your body and you not know it? Just as one cannot become a creature and not know it. I'm as sure that I became a new creature. And as we read, we're not as others. We're his. If you're still in Leviticus, turn over a couple pages, Leviticus chapter 20, and read verse 26. Leviticus 20, 26. He said, and ye shall be holy unto me, for I, the Lord, am holy, and have severed you from other people, that ye should be mine. Amen. Are you? Have you been severed? And are you holy? Are you his? Certainly didn't happen the way they did it in Leviticus. We're told in the New Testament, if the blood of bulls and goats could still make you holy, then Christ died in vain. You get that. You consider that. That profession, that belief, that baptism. That's what? It's a sign, perhaps. It's an outward manifestation. But all these and much more can one accomplish and never know God. And as we have the example, he said, I never knew you. Matthew 7. Who are you? I'm asking how you know God. Or perhaps better spoken, how does God know you? Because he told those, I never knew you. Are you his? Chosen before the foundation of the earth? You know, one of my favorite verses, Romans chapter 8, verse 29. And he says, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. You see? Now read it carefully. Conformed to the image of his Son. Are you? Sinner. Are you a sinner or a saint? I'm just an old sinner. Well, bless God, you've got a problem. Are you holy or unholy? Are you a sheep or are you a goat? I'm told that those in Christ are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, dead to sin. Are you washed or do you just identify as washed? Why are you, sir? Why are you, ma'am, going to heaven? Because you think you are. Because of something you did or didn't do. Now you should stop there and consider why you think you're going to heaven. Because most would say, well, I was in this church and I something you did or didn't do. Peter, Andrew, James, and John followed Jesus. Did they not? Yeah, and so did Judas. And many others who eventually turned back. And he turned and said, are you going to leave also? One day Jesus looks at Peter, an apostle, an ardent follower, and says, Peter, when thou art converted, such was I once. And like Peter, fail miserably denying. But bless God, June 3rd, 85, I was converted. Wasn't because of something I did. If it was anything, it's things I didn't do. As the old preacher told me once, if God's dealing with a man, don't go up there and put your arms around him and get away from him. God will take care of it. And I arose as Paul and said, Lord, now what would you have me do? All things have become new, and I never look back. I care not for the commandments and doctrines of men. Taste not, touch not, handle not. Because you see, in my life, all things are lawful. Not all things expedient, but all things are lawful. For there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Amen. You see, I don't pretend to be a son of God. I don't declare myself a son of God. In the natural, I don't pretend to be my dad's son. I don't declare myself such. I am. Moses said, who are you? I am. You and I can make the same claim. I am. Are you a son of God? I am. I am, sir. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you.